This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 19th. We're an hour two of the broadcast. You know, it reminds me when I had Jeff Scoop on some time back. I got a lot of emails from people, and they said, you know, he seems like a nice guy. You know, there's a lot of misconception but between these organizations or people's view of them anyway. I want to thank Brian Culpepper for coming on and giving us, their perspective from what they saw on the ground. We're living in unusual times, and a lot of this has been predicted. I couldn't tell you how many people have said that we'll see the time when these websites are taken down. A concerted effort by Google and GoDaddy and many others. I had the list in front of me. I don't know what happened to it, but that are working to remove permanently Andrew Anglin's ability to communicate his message via the internet. And that's a slippery slope. And he's the first one we've seen this. And think about this. I was thinking about this. WikiLeaks that exposes governments. WikiLeaks that exposes government's criminality. They maintain a website. How about that? ISIS has maintained a website. How about that? But Daily Stormer can't maintain a website. So, very interesting times. I've got to get one story in, then we'll take phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. I'd like to get people's opinion of the aftermath. Black Lives Matter activists this past week started moving for the criminalization of Confederate imagery. Now, if you haven't heard this, this may be news to you. This is where they want to take it, and it's just like they did in Nazi Germany after World War II. You couldn't have, you know, an arm bag with a swastika. You couldn't have any of the historical memorabilia. This is exactly where they want to take it. They want to make it illegal to even possess Civil War memorabilia. So this is where they want to take it. It sounds shocking, but guess what? The monuments are coming down. It sounds shocking, but Andrew Anglin can't have a website. It sounds shocking, but David Duke is being sued for merely attending an event. It sounds shocking, but the governor, the police, the city officials were all in cahoots to eliminate white organizations from having their civil rights, their First Amendment rights, their rights to freedom of assembly, their rights to freedom of speech, and the entire mainstream media is in a conspiracy to foster a lie on the American people about the events of Charlottesville. But I do not believe it will succeed. I do think Donald Trump maybe is going to have Jeff Sessions investigate these Antifa. The time has come that these terrorist groups funded by George Soros and the like, and it was George Soros' birthday apparently on the event last week, is going to be exposed. All right, we're getting phone calls stacked up. We're going to go to Art off the grid. Art, how are you doing today, sir?
Good morning, Farron. I don't know how much of this I'm going to be able to get in because, boy, I got a lot going through what little bit of a mind I've got left. All right. Let's go back to the beginning of the Black Lives Matter. This began with Trayvon Martin. That's where the Black Lives Matter started. Where was all the condemnation of Sherry, whatever her name is, found the president of the Tampa Bay chapter of the New Black Panthers when she called for, let's kill, each black person needs to kill at least one whitey. Where was condemnation of that? Where was the condemnation during the Michael Brown Ferguson incident when they were destroying property, torching stores, torching cars, beating up people? And the mayor, what did the mayor say? What did the chief police say? Well, we have to give them room to vent their frustration. Where was all the condemnation when all the other violence was going on between the Black Lives Matter, with the Black Lives Matter movement, the Black Liberation Movement, all funded by George Soros, of course, and where's the condemnation of one of the most recent ones of the Antifa attacking a government building in downtown Minneapolis, Minnesota, taking down the county flag, burning it, and then raising their own flag in to replace it? That's an act of conquest, ladies and gentlemen. And let's look at this realistically. If we're going to start removing from the vision, from our sight, the symbols and statues and monuments that remind us of where we came from, whether we agree with slavery or not, whether we agree with whatever or not, doesn't matter. These are monuments that remind us where we come from. This is what makes us who we are. This is where we get our identity as a nation. And when we start removing all of these, what's next? George Washington Monument? Lincoln Memorial? Where do we stop? How about we erase Martin Luther King from our memory? How about we remove Rosa Parks from our memory? Remember, this is all reflective of black oppression. And let me ask another question here, because I'm still trying to figure this out. I'm a white nationalist, but I'm not a member of the KKK, and I sure as hell ain't no damn neo-Nazi. So, why is it everyone who believes in white pride, why is it every white nationalist has to be a racist? Do you know, ladies and gentlemen, my son, his mother is black as the ace of spades? What does that make me? A race traitor? I don't know. This is crap. All of this is garbage. And I'm here to tell you something, folks. You better get ready, because if what I'm hearing is true, we have another civil war coming, because I hear a lot of talk in the background going on, and it scares the bejeebies out of me.
Yes, sir. And you know, the hypocrisy, which you just ran down the list perfectly. And you know, right here in North Carolina yesterday, there was a rumor, I think it was put on social media, that the white supremacist was fixing to assemble, and the blacks all assembled down in Durham, of course, with no permit, blocking streets and everything else, and of course they didn't go in and disperse the crowd or anything. They let them have it, and I think you're right. This thing is going to continue and going to come to a head. I think these events are, you're going to start seeing gunfire at these events. We're just a short step away. This nation is so divided, and they're fanning the flames. The media is fanning the flames. They're throwing gasoline on the flames of racial tension, and it's successfully working by demonizing and I'm with you. If this had been a group of black nationalists that had the permit to go into the park and discuss whatever, I would be absolutely opposed to the government eliminating their First Amendment right, and I'd be absolutely opposed to some group just showing up and throwing feces and starting a fight with them. You know, I'm absolutely opposed to that. I believe in the First Amendment. I believe in people's right to freedom of speech. Even if it's speech that I disagree with, I should fight to the death for your right to have it. But that is not what they want. And I want to throw this out to you, Art, and I'll give you the last word. With this bringing down of the monuments, and yes, you're exactly right, it's going to Washington, it's going to Jefferson. Ultimately, what these media masters ultimately want to do is claim that this whole country was founded on corrupt white racists. And the whole country, the whole Constitution, everything needs to be eliminated and replaced. The entire foundation of this country is a despicable act of white racist, and I think that's where they ultimately want to take this. I'll give you the last word. Great phone call, and I always appreciate your perspective, Art. And then we got Mike in Arizona, Jeremy in Kentucky coming up. Go ahead, Art.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Farron. And you know, here when we talk about the First Amendment, the right to freedom of speech, the right to peaceably assemble, you know what happened here? When they started, they got away with the free speech zone. Nobody opposed it. Well, that's a limitation on your right to free speech. If you have to go over there, that's an infringement. That's a direct violation of the First Amendment. Then they started with permits in order to protest or have a rally. Well, that's a direct violation because you have the right to peaceably assemble. And while we're talking about that, these white nationalists had a permit. which is completely unconstitutional to start with, but the counter-protests had no permit. And then the cops were told, back off. Why? They wanted this. I don't know how many times we can go through this over and over again. For how many years? They want this. This is all about fomenting hatred. We are being conquered, and we're letting them do it. We're letting them do it. And if we don't stop it, we're done. We are finished. America, the great experiment is over. Thanks, Darren. Have a great one.
Great. Thank you, sir. Wow. I can feel that passion from here, and I believe there is a lot more people that's feeling it, too. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. Mike in Arizona, how you doing today, sir? What's on your mind?
I am excellent. I have a couple of points. I'm not sure exactly how to set it up, but I'm wondering if somebody out there can set up a hashtag Antifa equals anti-First Amendment and see if that can't go viral, because that's exactly anti-F in the first is capitalized and A in amendment. So hashtag Antifa equals anti-First Amendment. The second issue is this thing about three people died at the protest. I'm going to assume that that's in reference to the police officers that were flying in the helicopter. There was an article in the Washington Post back on Tuesday. I think the Raleigh-Durham paper had first picked this up, but the helicopter had already crashed in 2010, and it had been taken for repair to an unlicensed repair facility, and the NTSB has already preliminary ruled that it was faulty maintenance that caused the crash. So, and it had already left the scene. It was going over to escort the governor's motorcade, so it wouldn't have mattered if it crashed on Saturday or if they were responding to some car accident on Monday. The helicopter was going to crash because of faulty parts and faulty maintenance, and when we fall into the trap of thinking that somehow this helicopter would crash in relation to the protest is not true. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
That's true, Mike, and I'm glad you mentioned that. One, on the day of the event, Saturday, MSNBC was trying to report that maybe white nationalists had shot down the helicopter. The other thing about the helicopter and everything he said is true. They say they didn't even send out a distress signal. It just crashed. So it's totally unrelated. It's to beef up the death toll. It had absolutely nothing to do with this event. And Mike is right. It was going to crash anyway. It just happened to crash on that day. But the mainstream media has used it to lump it in, to increase the death toll, and to even try to veil some kind of blame that it wouldn't have been in the air if it hadn't been that it was covering this nationalist riot that these white people started. And all of that is completely bogus. So, hey, thank you for sharing that. That's exactly true, and I appreciate that. Anything else you wanted to add, Mike?
No, sir. Carry on. I'm out.
Thank you. We're going to go to Jeremy in Kentucky, then we've got Alan in South Carolina coming up. Jeremy, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Hey, you're doing great, Farron, and well as can be expected. I wanted to bring up some things that your callers have pointed out, and that I know you've been pointing out, too. Obviously, this Charlottesville thing, the Zionist occupied government, and we're in collusion with Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and this seems to be their army, which is pretty scary, reminiscent of the Bolsheviks and the Red Army. But what I wanted to, you know, point out was that we have traitors on the inside, most likely, and people that have infiltrated this white nationalist movement that did utilize this rally in, you know, Charlottesville. And that were inclusion with Zog. I'm not going to start naming names because people get mad when you name names, but if you give the information out and let people do their own research and they come to their own conclusions, that tends to work a lot better. And that's my process for red-pilling people as well. But there's some people in this movement that are associated or that follow Alexander Dugin and the National Bolsheviks. Now, you can look this up. It's a movement in Russia to kind of restore Russian nationalism. Kind of reminiscent of what Stalin did after he, you know, towards the end of his reign. But Dugin has got Putin's ear. Putin, who I don't trust, by the way. I'm not a Putin fan because, you know, he has a Jewish son-in-law. Putin has a personal rabbi. In 2014, Vladimir Putin signed a law making it illegal to deny the Holocaust, punishable with jail or, you know, fines. And you can look, anybody can look that up that's listening to this. So Dugin is associated with, you know, Putin has Dugin's ear. The National Bolshevik Party, which is a contradiction in terms, because Bolshevik, I know it just means the majority in Russia, but everybody conjures up, you know, Jewish communists in the early 20th century, just like a national socialist. Anybody can be a national socialist. You can have a group of blacks be national socialists, but everybody conjures up images of the Third Reich when you say Nazi or national socialist. So this National Bolshevik movement, basically they are against anti-Semitism, and they are against xenophobia. Those are the two. And I don't know how you can have a nationalist movement if you're against those two things, but whatever. So here's what I'm pointing up. People need to research. They need to look up this movement, Alexander Dugin. It's spelled the Russian way, A-L-E-K-S-A-N-D-R, Dugin, D-U-G-I-N, and the National Bolsheviks. And there are people in the white nationalist movement that are associated with this man and his movement, and they are suspect. You can look them up for yourself. I'm glad that everybody's looking at this Charlottesville thing and being very critical. I'm very critical. Whoever was driving that Dodge Challenger was trained in evasive vehicle maneuvering. I mean, at like federal level, you know. And I personally think that that kid that was arrested was in on this too. Can't prove that, but the whole thing just worked out too perfectly for them. But they're gonna use these monuments as a way to draw us out, because they know we're going to protest, and they're going to try to plan more false flag events. I just want everybody to be careful and do the research, and that's what I have to say today.
Well, you know, Jeremy, let me interject this. One, it is interesting that this event with the car, which I know, you know, it could have been just total random happenstance. I understand that. But, I mean, it did play so perfectly into the mainstream media's ability to paint this guy as a white nationalist and, you know, make they're calling it an act of terrorism like it was intentional, like what we saw in Nice, France, or what we see all the time now where these, you know, these Muslims run people over. They're trying to say it was that, but it wasn't that. It don't look like that, but it is. I find it interesting. The one thing I found interesting, I'll just throw this out, it's just my own observation. When he hit that car in reverse and he went straight down that alley and across that four-way and down that other alley, in reverse, as fast as that car would go, it looked like. You know, when you go into reverse and you stomp an accelerator on a fast car, it goes fast, only so far, either geared low, so it doesn't. But it gets in reverse fast. You build up some speed. If he had turned the steering wheel the slightest bit, he would have creamed into the wall. But he held that thing straight as an arrow through that intersection while running them people over and stuff. I just found that, you know, a little bit odd personally. It might be nothing. You know, I'm always overlooking, you know, looking at things too hard, too critically sometimes. But I thought that was some interesting insight you shed. Anything else you'd like to add, Jeremy?
No, that's it. Just be cautious and, you know, don't trust anyone unless you know them. If they're rallying at an event, they could very well be an informant or some sort of an agent that's there to create a false flag or to make us look bad.
And you know, they've got an effort out to out everyone that was at the event, and they've already got some people fired from their jobs, and some kid went back a couple days later to stand there with the Confederate flag, and because he done that, the Christian school in Florida that he goes to, which I think is Florida Christian School, threw him out of college because he went to the monument and filmed himself standing there holding a Confederate flag days after the event. I mean, this is how insane it is. I mean, it is totally insane. Well, hey, thank you. Thank you so much, Jeremy. I always appreciate your insight. We're going to go to Alan in South Carolina. We've got Mike in Colorado coming up. Alan, the break's going to get you, but go ahead. I'll hold you over.
Okay, well, just to start, golly, gentlemen, it's so much going on, it's really hard to focus on one thing. But I would like to start, since you just mentioned the car in Charlottesville, there are some video evidences taken by bystanders that car was attacked and the young man that was driving it was threatened. His windshield was broken out. People were shouting.
Hold that thought for me, Alan. We got music. We'll talk about it on the other side. You're listening to the Alternative Media Affair and joined by Alan in South Carolina. Back in moments.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio, taking your phone calls. We got Alan in South Carolina, Mike in Colorado, Mark in Florida, Michael in New York. Coming up, Alan, go ahead with your thoughts, sir. I'm sorry the break interrupted you.
No problem. I just do hope that the young man does actually get a public trial on the charges against him, because there is evidence, as I said, already discovered and presented on talk radio by credible sources. But I wonder, too, as a starting point, are you familiar with something called liberation theology?
No, sir.
Also self-described Marxist Christianity. It's
no,
a
Alan,
concept.
I...
Sir?
No, sir, I'm not, Alan.
Okay, well, it's a concept our own John Stadtmiller has often recognized, that is, that Marxism... it's basically a religion, and what we're in right now is a religious war. But the real reason I'm calling is that 2 days ago I woke up to a CBS rationale as to why Trump was wrong, and also in saying that the attack on Ari Lee would lead to also George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. I might add Abraham Lincoln, too. He's also been under criticism from the Afro fanatics many times. Not very widely publicized, of course, but there is something. The reason I want to provide a short excerpt from James Cone is because it's no longer. He's one of the liberation theologists, by the way. Excuse me for ranting, but the reason I want to provide an excerpt is because it used to be on the Internet. It's no longer there. They've removed it in favor of book sales only. They sell this little 200-page book for like $30, which is quite a gouge. So it's a fundraiser. But anyway, you could just sit down on the Internet and read Liberation Theology and read the books page by page and scroll through it. You can no longer do that. But this Liberation Theology is important because it's advocated by Pope Francis, widely here to in the USA today, for example, by Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and all, and taught in our public schools, and quite often exalted over the fact that it offends young white students. So it does me to just to read this short excerpt.
Go ahead, Alan. Alan, are you there?
To wit, yeah, had to get my place. It goes like this. Most whites, some despite involvement in protests, do believe in freedom and democracy, and they fight to make the ideals of the Constitution an empirical reality for all. Seems that they believe that if they just work hard enough at it, this country can be what it is supposed to be.
And that's an excerpt from what again? Say that again, Alan. Are you with me, Alan?
This is proving more difficult than I thought it is because of my physical disability, but bear with me. You know, it's not very long. It's only a few more sentences, but it really does highlight our double standard and why Donald Trump is right to say that this is damaging our culture. And that George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, of course, are next. He goes on to say the Constitution is white, Emancipation Proclamation is white, business is white, the Union is white, everything that happened in America has been from the white perspective. And what we need is the destruction of whiteness, which is the source of human misery in the world. Again, I would take the time and take up your time to read this because you used to could sit down on the Internet and read it, but it's pulled off now.
Well, Alan, thank you for sharing that because I'm going to look into that. I'm the first one to say I don't come here and know everything, but that's interesting, and that's exactly what they have done, and that is what they are successfully. I've seen that they're interviewing them on mainstream media. These youth, a lot of times they're female or a female male, and they're this white privilege indoctrination, unfortunately, successfully working. Alan, we're out of time. Thanks for the phone call. I'm getting them stacked up. We've got Mike, Mark, Michael, and Joe coming up. Everybody, if you can hold it to about 3 minutes, we'll get everybody some airtime. We'll be back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Collagen Max is an amazing supplement from NutraMedical.com. It is an amazing form of silica that prevents polymerization. It stimulates an enzyme that makes collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid polymer in the skin, eyes, and joints, and also helps to make the glycosaminoglycans of joints. Because of its many properties, it triples the rate of a reaction called the proline transhydroxylase. It reduces wrinkles, improves the thickness of the shaft of hair, and reduces joint pain, improves the bone mineralization, etc. It's simply amazing. To order collagen max from Nutramedical, choline stabilized orthosilicic silicon, order at 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com. Again, that's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media Fan in the studio taking your phone calls. I just wanted to say something real quick. The event that happened in Durham, RT reported, that's here in the Bootlicker State of North Carolina, around 100 protesters in Durham, North Carolina, have toppled a Civil War memorial statue honoring Confederate soldiers. They chanted, "No cops, no KKK, no fascist USA, and we are the revolution," before tying up and destroying the 93-year-old monument while the police looked on. We're going to go back to the phones. Mike in Colorado, patiently holding. Then we got Mark, Michael, and Joe. Stay with me, everybody, about 3 minutes, and I'll get everybody on. Go ahead, Mike, and thanks for your phone call, sir.
Hey, you got it, Farron. Thanks for your show. I appreciate everybody's passion and everybody's excitement, and I know how easy it is to get caught up in a story. But we got to be, I think, as an audience and as listeners, a little more realistic. We haven't been a republic since April of 1865. And we're not going to get it back by walking in the streets and throwing punches at each other. We either have to be serious about this controlling system who's made us all slaves to money and really get together and overthrow it, or just keep going. Because, hey, go back to your house. Protesting is going to do nothing for anybody until you really know what you're protesting.
Well, that's interesting. That's interesting. The thing would be, though, you know, and I had this discussion on Steve O'Brien's show Sunday, you know, through all political change, I mean, even Gandhi had activism, you know. So I think it's normal to see activism in the street. I mean, I'm sure you're probably, if you're listening to RBN, you probably don't have much faith in the vote them out, the ballot box system. So what would you say is the, if you could do it anyway, you could do it, what would be the direction that you would say people should focus on most?
Well, I would say we do it the way we did it the first time, because we're not Indian, we're not fighting the British, we're fighting the banksters and the criminal government, and the way that they found liberty the first time is the only way we're going to find it now. And I, it's not that I want to spill blood, and I don't want my blood spilled, but if we're going to be serious about a conversation, we got to get to the truth. It's nice when you have manifestos, and it's great when you think these things, but we got to be realistic. They stole our birthright from us, and if we're not going to take it back, then we should all shut up and go home.
Well, I think it's fixing to get into the bloodshed. I mean, you could say we're already into the bloodshed, but I think you're going to see these events continue and the left get more radical and the right get more radical, and it's going to turn into bloodshed in the streets probably in the next weeks to months, because there's more events coming up. I think there's one today in Boston, Massachusetts, which hard to believe, you know, I'm not sure what will happen there. There's one coming up in Gainesville, Florida, soon. I don't know when it is, but interesting. You know, I think there's a lot of people that feel like you do too, Mike, and everybody is fed up. Everybody is so sick of this system, the lying media, the fiat currency, the whole kind of hopelessness that we see, especially for our children's future, and those of us that have grandchildren. For the love of God, what are we handing off to them? Anything else you'd like to add? Great phone call and good commentary, Mike. I always appreciate it.
Well, yeah, and I appreciate your show, and keep raising awareness, but I just want people to be realistic about our situation. So have a great day, Farron.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. That was Mike in Colorado. 1-800-313-9443. If you want to call in, we're going to Mark in Florida. Then we've got Mike in New York, Joe in Indiana. Mark in Florida, patiently holding. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, Farron, thanks for letting me in here. Got a couple things to say. Your guest mentions the white nationalist. Well, if he's a nationalist, then he's against states. Because our federal government consists of the people, the states, and the federal government. The national government has states, but they might as well be just counties or just locations, because it's one king over the entire several states, eliminating the several states. And with this tearing down or erecting of Robert E. Lee in Virginia or anywhere else, it seems to me the councilor of the county had some kind of debate to put the statue up. Nobody's sharing the information that they used to put the statue up. Now they want to take it down, and nobody's sharing the information they're advocating to take a damn thing down. So we're not getting any story. All I'm seeing is a bunch of white guys fighting white guys in the middle of the street, holding signs and whatever else they're doing. And there's no education, there's no information going on here about anything. So nobody's getting the history of what's really going on. So I'd like to throw out the gentleman named Robert Yates, 1787, and he writes under the pen name Brutus, and he described, before the United States was created, the fall of the United States and the corruption involved in the creation of the United States and the Constitution of the United States, or for the United States. And he described what is going on now over 200 years ago. None of these people are describing the history of what went on and why it's there, or why Robert E. Lee I suppose he earned a place in history because he was for Virginia and the people of Virginia to keep their independence and freedom. Now, whether slavery was a thing of the day, which it was, because everybody owned a slave, whether he is black, white, Cherokee, everybody had slaves because that was the thing to do back then. And although it's the wrongest thing on earth to do is to hold a man in bondage, these people have no idea what they're fighting about, and it's been done on purpose, and there's a bunch of ignorant people throwing punches at a bunch of ignorant people. And it makes me sick that this is going to drag everybody into fighting everybody, and the Uncle Sam and every city council and every mayor and every governor loves it because it keeps them in their positions, which has no purpose on the face of the earth in the first place.
Interesting.
Robert Yates, 1787, read what he's written. It just describes it all.
Thank you so much. I wish we had a little more time to go into that deeper, but we've got 20 minutes left and a bunch of people on hold, and I'm going to try to give everybody some airtime because people's passionate about this issue. Michael in New York, then Joe in Indiana. Michael, how you doing today, sir? What's on your mind?
Good morning, Farron. Doing well, sir. Hope all is well, and thank you for taking my call. Just like to make a few quick comments. When I heard that caller mention about this Marxist Christianity, it is hilarious, isn't it? I guess that means the devil is Christian, too. Wow. And the current Pope from the Vatican, you know, he's a Jesuit Jew and as much Christian as Stalin, Hitler, Lenin, and Mao Zedong pile were. And the only thing that I have a problem with the guest, he sounds like a good guy, sounds like an American. But then why call yourself a socialist? We have to unite under the Stars and Stripes Constitutional Republic in our Christian heritage, culture, and all the blessings derived because of that background and ancestry. So Christian Americans and our proud Christian European culture, where they were the greatest producers in history of the modern world, which created a modern civilization, that all these whiners and protesters and wussy communists and the rest and all the welfare lard asses and the rest take for granted while everybody else goes out and makes the civilization what it is by being productive. And also, you know, national socialist, again, it's like, you know, affirmative action, that's socialism. Welfare to those that sit on their lard ass and pump out kids or sell drugs, all of which should be working for a living like the rest of us, that's socialism. The United Nations is socialism. Mussolini and Hitler, Lenin, Stalin, Trotsky, Bronstein from New York City, and the Clintons and Bernie Lardass Sanders, they're all socialists. And what their intention, sir, is that after they remove totally from the South the Confederate flag along with all the Civil War memorials, then they're going to not just go after Washington and Jefferson, but our Stars and Stripes. That's what they got to get. And again, let's recall when Barry Satoru and his transgender wife Mitchell first came into office, and they wouldn't salute our flag, the Stars and Stripes, and questioned about it. They said that it's a symbol of hatred and violence, right? So they're setting the stage for that's the ultimate target. And then, once they can get that far, God willing, they never will. We'll put them down and bury them deep, deep, deep down in the earth before that happens. Then they can erase our complete history, not just the Civil War history, which belongs to all of us, North and South, but also our Constitutional Republic history. And then through the Communist Core Schooling System, which is socialist, which produces nothing but mush for brain airheads, then they can totally erase the memory of what this country was all about, that it ever existed. That's their goal. And then they will fly the United Nations flag here.
I think there's a lot of truth, Michael, to the direction in which this is going. I wish we had more time to talk about it. I'm sorry, you've had your 3 minutes, and I'm going to try to get everybody on because everybody wants to add to
it. Thank you, sir.
But, hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Joe in Indiana, then we got Frank in North Carolina coming up. Joe, how you doing? Thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Really good. Thank you, Farron, for having me on. I'll be really quick. Boy, Michael is so spot on, because that's to follow up on what he said, I was in Chicago yesterday, and I caught ABC local news, and already the Antifas are after those in Chicago on our waterfront. We have all these monuments and statues and whatnot, and one of them is on what's called Belbo Drive. And for those listeners that don't know, back in 1933, Chicago had a World's Fair, And there was a person by the name of Italo Balbo who flew a fleet of airplanes, which was unprecedented. I mean, talking 1933, flew a fleet of airplanes from Rome, Italy, went across the Atlantic Ocean, stopped in New York, and ended in Chicago at the World's Fair. It was one of the hugest events in all history. I mean, millions of people turned out for this thing. And the mayor of Chicago at the time dedicated Balbo Drive, a street. He renamed the street, which goes right to the lakefront where the boats had landed. Benito Mussolini sent a Corinthian column from Pompeii as a thank you for the reception that these aviators received in Chicago. Well, yesterday on the news, and this is what I believe you even mentioned earlier, the media is part of the problem. They brought up that the Antifas are saying this is a fascist symbol from Benito Mussolini was a fascist and we should remove it. So this goes beyond just Confederate Union statues. It's going to stretch into our ethnic heritage. And this was tried before. Harold Washington, I don't know if you recall, back in the 1980s, he was the black mayor of Chicago. He tried to change the name of Balbo Drive, and there was such a huge protest in Chicago. I'm just hoping, and there's still a lot of Italian-Americans, and there were other ethnic groups that came forward and protested. So I'm going to see how Rahm Emanuel handles this. But I think the media is trying to create a problem in this case, because that shouldn't have even been aired. That has nothing to do with what's going on. And that's my major point. And the other thing was to follow up on liberation theology. This was a concept back in the 1970s in Central and South America where you had actual Catholic priests being taught Marxist ideology. I'm a Catholic, so I knew about all this stuff. And for those listeners that don't know, I was picked as an exchange student, one of 13 people. I spent a year behind the Iron Curtain right before the wall came down. But I kept my mouth shut, and I just wanted to see communism firsthand. And I'll tell you, I sure learned a lot. But this liberation theology is pure Marxism. You had priests carrying guns, and they were, against the governments. I mean, it was just really, it was terrible, but it's still going on. I mean, it's part of that violence going on. But I just want to move on. I wanted to bring up that point that you're absolutely right. I just wish that when they have these rallies, do not fly any Nazi flags or other flags. Just stick to the American flags. Get rid of the word socialist or whatever. He's going to have to change that name because Americans are so brainwashed. We on RBN, we know what National Socialism is. We know what happened in Germany. The truth is, we know the truth. But the average person does not know. I can't tell you how many times I'm spending time trying to talk to people, reason with them, and it never works because people are so indoctrinated. He's going to have to change his name. Come up with, like, the National American Society or something, and go from that perspective, preserving our history. You have to be benign. People are so charged up, and you're right. We are being pushed into a civil war, and I've told people, and I'm military trained. I have an incredible background, and I tell people, you do not want a bloody war. You don't. You don't want to have a civil war because the wrong people always end up in control. But that's pretty much it. And can you handle all the bloodshed and what will end up happening? And we can fight the war. That's it. But that's it, Sean.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We've got two more callers, and we'll get them both on. Frank from North Carolina, you're on. Then Dave in Nevada, stay with me. We'll get you a few minutes. Go ahead, Frank.
Hey, Farron. I kind of disagreed with something a caller said two or three callers ago. He said, back in the day, everybody had slaves. That was just kind of the thing to do back then. Maybe he's right, but that's not the way I understand it. From what I understand it, most white people never had any slaves. It was only like 1 or 2% of white people had slaves. Some of the biggest slave owners in the colonies in America were blacks themselves, and it was really Jews that ran the whole operation, by the way. And Monsanto is a Jewish corporation that goes all the way back to the slave trade. You go back and look at Charleston. Charleston to this day is infested with these people. The only days they shut down the slave trade down there in the marketplace or whatever they call that down in Charleston was when the on the Jewish holidays or whatever But anyway, I said we just disband America. I'm just tired of dealing with it. I mean, it's just too many problems. We have too many, we were never perfect or anything. So let's just disband America, and we'll have, an ancestry test. You get yourself a DNA test. Find out where, predominantly your
people came from, and we just go back. You know, maybe I go back to Scotland or England, and then the blacks go back to Africa or wherever. Do you think the blacks would end up marching in the streets to prevent that from happening? Of course they would.
Yeah, and you know, I think Frank, you've got what I've got. You know, this whole week has almost been like a fatigue to me. It's been almost unbearable to watch the news with the lying coverage, and it feels somehow stressful to everyone. And we're fixing to hit the break. I'll give you the last word, then we'll go to Dave in Nevada. I appreciate the phone call, Frank. Last word.
Yeah, I was trying to listen to Jeremy. I was in the shower at the time. I had the phone on speakerphone right outside. I'd be curious to go back and listen to what Jeremy had to say. I agree. I've got some real issues with potential security problems within leadership and organization of some of these things going on. I mean, I don't like to harp on it too much as far as pointing the finger, but something just didn't right.
During the first hour, I did discuss the Michael Enoch and Jason Kessler issues that are going around. Coming back, Dave in Nevada. Thanks for the phone call, Frank. Back in moments.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio taking your phone calls. We've got Dave in Nevada. Dave, you've been patiently holding. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Farron? I
I remember getting into a few debates here, like years ago, about things like abortion and the Federal Reserve, and I would talk to fellow kind of like conservative slash Republicans about why can't we just get rid of abortion? Why do we have to play these games about just a ban on the second term abortion, and then we'll try to gradually get rid of it? And then when I would say, well, we just need to get rid of it altogether, and they would say something to the effect of, well, you don't want a civil war, do you? And the same kind of argument would be made about the Federal Reserve. It just needs to be gotten rid of and dismantled, not audited. I mean, this whole gamesmanship of words is like, well, we'll audit it and then take a look inside. Everything will be okay. And then everyone just sits down. If you get rid of the Federal Reserve, you don't want a civil war now, do you? And this is the argument that people have been making for about 30 years when it comes to actually doing something that's going to make a change. They don't want to do it because you don't want a civil war now, do you? And the point I'm trying to make is that I heard one of the previous callers talking about, well, we don't even have a republic, so everybody should just go home and shut up. Well, I kind of understand the argument, but the thing is, there comes a point at which you have to draw a line, where you have, regardless of where you live and what situation you're in, at what point do you say no? Because it's going to get to the point where you're going to be sitting in church, and some officials walk inside of your church and they rip down the cross. And then what are you going to do? Are you going to sit there and say, well, we don't want a civil war now, do we? Or you're going to say that, well, if I get involved with this, it's going to be infiltrated, so I can't do anything. So the point I'm trying to make here is that the people are saying, well, don't do anything. They're basically saying, well, just don't draw any lines because it's going to be infiltrated anyways. The problem is, you're going to have to draw a line at a certain point where you have to actually defend yourself.
And what you believe in?
You can't go around making excuses. Well, everything I get involved is going to be infiltrated, and you know what? They're right. They are all going to be infiltrated, and there's nothing you can do about it. But does that mean that you're not going to draw a line? No, because eventually it's going to be right in your face.
Yeah, they're not going to go away. And you're not going to take it back from them by just asking pleasantly. I think that's been going on for decades. I mean, this movement, just like the guest said, you know, their organization's been going on since the 70s. The monuments are going to continue to come down. The fighting's going to continue in the street. The division is going to become greater. And people's going to have to decide whether they, you know, are willing to take part or whether they're going to sit on the sidelines. That's just that simple. The Republican Party is not going to do jack except continue to sell us out. The Democrats is the party of the blacks, the Jews, and the homosexuals. We're out of time. Sorry to Chance in West Virginia. Sorry that we didn't get to you. Great calls today. Thanks, Dave from Nevada. And this is Farron saying until next week, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
And I walk the line on that silver blade, slap in the dust with his daughter, eyes red with the slaughter of innocence. And I will pray for her, I will call her name.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.